But I think we're familiar with this particular passage, most of you, is that right?
我想今天要讲的，我们刚读这段经文，我想大家都很熟悉了，是不是啊？
Yeah, it's one that I think most believers, most disciples never get tired of hearing about.
我想这个就是我们信徒都从来反复听的，也不觉得厌烦的这一段经文。
It's a good word in times like we live today when we can contemplate the Good Shepherd.
所以今天的主题是讲到是好牧人。
And especially when we hear all kinds of stories that trouble us about many shepherds today in God's flock who have fallen and who are not so good.
这一段经文尤其让我们看到我们现在的社会有很多牧人哈，但他们跌倒了，让我们很心痛。但今天我们看到这个好牧人，大牧人他是怎样的？
So I invite you today to contemplate the Good Shepherd, to take a fresh look at the Good Shepherd and his relationship and care for his sheep.
我们今天就来思想好牧人是怎样子眷顾他的羊群的。
Of course, this particular episode that we're going to consider today is part of a larger story and scene that Mark has been depicting for us.
那这段经文呢，我们还要看参考上下文哈，讲到这个好牧人，我们也想到这个上下文到底当时发生了什么事情，让好牧人有这些的作为。
So I thought I might give you a little quiz to see what you remembered from the passage that I preached on the last several times.
所以这个上下文呢，上文就是我上个月讲的哈，下来给大家考考，还记不记得？
Is it okay if I give you a little quiz?
要考试了啊，现在。
My goal is just to review and put it in context.
所以就看看上个月讲的你还记不记得？
啊。So the first question is, which Herod was responsible for John the Baptist's execution?
是哪一个希律处死了施洗约翰？
Actually, it's not so important that you remember these kind of academic questions, but I just want to break the ice. Do you remember his name?
这个问题其实不是那么重要，因为这是纯学术问题哈。但是呢，大家就乐一乐吧。
Yes, where was that from?I think I heard it. Somewhere back in here, that's right, Antipas.
所以就是希律安提帕。
Yeah, yeah. So this is the one that's being referred to in verse 16 of chapter 6. Yeah. So the next question is, what was Herodias' daughter's name?
所以希罗底的女儿叫什么名字？
Remember Herodias?
记得希罗底吗？
Yeah, that's right. Who was it? Salome. Yeah,
对，
Salome.
叫萨罗米。
Yeah.Yeah, that's good. And then probably a more, I think, relevant question is, what was happening just before Mark inserted this account of Herod and John the Baptist, his arrest, his imprisonment, and eventual beheading? What was happening before that scene?
所以这一段就是在
马可福音。Do you want the moisturizer really quickly?
马可福音的那一段讲到这个，就马可在记载福音书的时候。插了一段就记载了施洗约翰被希律抓了杀了，那他这一段之前讲什么呢？
Anybody remember?
有谁记得啊？
Now this question is important because it really sets the context.
那这段跟我们今天讲的有关系哈。你看圣经就知道了，就在这一段之前讲什么。
Something about Jesus sending his apostles out two by two.
所以约翰耶稣差遣他的门徒一对两个两个的出去传道。
Remember that?
记得吗？
He finally empowered them and he sent them out to preach the gospel, to heal, etc. Yeah.
他赐给他们权柄，就是传福音，医治病人。
Yeah, and so that's what we see today as we begin to focus more on these five verses in Mark chapter 6.
所以我们今天来看的就是这个事情之后的这五节圣经。
And we learn that the Lord who deploys us on mission is also the one who cares for us.
所以今天的主题就是，这个主他不仅差派我们去宣教，同时他也关心我们。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
He cares for our well-being.
主关心我们每个人的好处。
He cares if we have rest or not.
他关心我们是否得到足够的休息。
And we read in verse 30, the apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught.
所以这个三十节记载说，使徒聚集到耶稣那里，将一切所做的事、所传的道全告诉他。
So after Jesus had sent them out two by two to various villages throughout Galilee, they went proclaiming the gospel, laying hands on the sick. These were the sent ones of Jesus.
所以这些门徒被耶稣两个两个的差遣出去，他们就到这个加利利附近的乡村去传福音、医治病人、赶鬼。
And then after this short-term mission trip, they return to Jesus.
他们这个出去一下又回来，就好像我们现在的短期宣教旅程哈。他们出去以后，现在又回到耶稣那里跟耶稣汇报。
To tell him all that they had seen, experienced, and had done.
跟耶稣讲他们所看见、所做的、所听到的。
Yeah, I think that's important. Yeah, sharing with Jesus all that you've experienced and all that you've seen God do through you.
所以这个很重要哈，你要跟耶稣汇报一下你在外面宣教所做的、所讲的、
yeah.
所经历的。
Those are precious times when you come back as a missionary sent on mission with God and be able to update God's people on what you experienced.
所以这个现在的宣教士也是这样，当他们在外面宣教一段时间之后，要回到当初差派他们宣教的那个机构，去跟他们汇报一下他们所做所行的，
including what they had taught，
尤其是他们所教导的。
So in verses 31 and 33 Mark uses the terms, the pronouns they and them. Yeah, I'll stop right there. 就是马可就是跟大家都分享这段经文的话，他强调这个他们， they and them. Suddenly the emphasis is on these disciples.
所以马可这一段就强调这十二个使徒他们所做的。
And so I think it's interesting that things are beginning to expand. This work, this kingdom work of Christ is now being entrusted more and more to his most loyal followers.
所以我们看见耶稣把他的这个天国的事工更多的交托在这十二个使徒身上。
So I think that's something we should note as we read through and walk through the Gospels together.
所以我们在看这个福音书信的时候，我们要想到这一点。
Yeah. These 12 had been with Jesus now long enough that God has entrusted them to go out in His place, under His authority.And under His name, with this message, teaching whoever has ears to hear.
所以这十二使徒跟耶稣在一起的时间也足够长了，所以耶稣相信他们，派他们出去，奉他的名，然后呢，去使用基督赐给他们的权柄来传耶稣的福音，而且来教导听的人，让凡有耳朵的都应当听。
Don't you think that encouraged Jesus? When you can do that and you can entrust.Those that are growing up right before you, maturing, and then you give them more and more responsibility. Wow, you know what that does to the heart of a teacher or a parent? It's very encouraging.
所以你要想哈，如果尤其是像一个家长或者一个老师，当他看见自己的孩子或自己的学生能够越来越成熟，越来越能够担当重任，能够出去教导别人你所教导他们的事情。你的心里是何等的喜悦。
And I don't want us to limit our concept of missionaries to someone like me who has a professional missionary background. I'm talking about it in the broader sense that anybody who says yes to Jesus, I want to live on mission with you.
所以我现在讲的它不光是那些好像我们所谓的这个职业的这个宣教士哈，其实每一个弟兄姊妹都是宣教士。当你愿意为主而活的时候，你就是一个宣教士。
That means any of us who says yes to Jesus.
当你对耶稣说是的，主，我愿意做你所要我做的事情，你就是个宣教士。
I think we know that Jesus is still sending out people, men and women, old and young. He's still deploying His people on mission.
所以耶稣到现在仍然是在差派，不管是男的女的，不管是老的少的，耶稣仍然在差派他的宣教士出去。
So I think this is a good example of what Jesus-shaped discipleship looks like.
所以我们就看这个好像就是看到耶稣他的宣教士的这个团队好像就是这样啊。
After having sufficient time to learn, to serve, to being tested, it's time for his faithful disciples to actually go out and practice what they've been learning.
所以你就看到这些耶稣的这些门徒跟耶稣在一起，能够听他一起生活，听他讲道，听他的然后呢被他所差派出去，然后去教导别的人。
That's right. And teaching them not only laying hands, not only serving and ministering, but actually teaching and enhancing the learning experience of other younger disciples or would-be disciples.
所以这些使徒他们在耶稣那里受了教导，他们出去也教导其他的信徒。
And as we do so, we're actually with God, participants with Jesus in the advance and the extension of His kingdom reign.
当你这样子从耶稣那里学了，然后去教导别的人的时候，你就在扩充神的国度。
And so this is the background, this is the context to today's episode.
所以这一段我们刚讲那么多，就是今天这段经文的背景。
And if you've ever been on a short-term mission trip, it's exhausting, but it's also exhilarating.
所以你如果曾经做过任何那种短期宣教的旅程的话，你就发现是非常兴奋，但是也是非常让你疲劳的。
And Jesus being the good shepherd, what does he do?
那耶稣他是好牧人，那好牧人做些什么呢？
When they come back, he says to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, Mark tells us, and they had no leisure even to eat, and they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves.
所以耶稣就他们回来跟耶稣汇报过了以后呢，耶稣就对他们说：“你们来，同我暗暗的到旷野。”地方去歇一歇，这是因为来往的人多，他们连吃饭也没有功夫，他们就坐船暗暗的往旷野地方去。
So as Mark earlier has reported regarding the intensity of Jesus' own ministry earlier in the Gospel of Mark, now we see something similar happening with the 12.
我们记得马可福音早期的时候记载，耶稣忙的时候连吃饭的功夫都没有，那现在看见这十二个使徒也是忙的连吃饭的功夫都没有。
That means it's pretty intense kind of ministry if you don't even have time to eat.
所以你就看着他们的这个宣道的工作其实是非常忙的。
And so Jesus' disciples needed something more than just physical rest. They needed wilderness rest.
所以耶稣的这些十二个使徒，他们需要的不仅是身体上得到休息，他们更需要一种叫做旷野的安息。
What's the difference between just simple physical rest and wilderness rest with Jesus?
那这个有什么区别呢？这个特别是讲到身体的休息一下，跟这个和耶稣在一起到旷野去得安息有什么不同呢？
As Mark puts this wonderful account together for us, I believe he's drawing parallels with the history of the nation of Israel following their exodus from Egypt.
所以我觉得当马可在这里写的时候，他是让我们看到这一段的对比和当初以色列人出埃及在旷野的时候那一段的经历的对比。
In both accounts, we see how God is providing care for His own people, His own sheep.
这两段都讲到神为他自己的羊或他的子民提供供应。
Right, providing all that they need, even rest in a desolate place.
所以神为他们预备了地方，让他们休息。
And we see this theme, this thread running all the way through the Old Testament.
这在整个旧约，我们常常看到神预备了一个旷野的地方，让他们得到休息。
And maybe the most famous one that comes immediately to mind is Psalm 23, right?
当我想看到这里，我就想到诗篇二十三篇。
And this is where David must begin to contemplate this and begins to apply it in a personal way.
我在想大卫写诗篇二十三篇的时候，也会想到这个在旷野中得到安息。
You can read it with me. I'm just going to read the part in verses 1 and 2. Well, let's read it together in English. Yeah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down.In green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Yeah, I don't know.
刚刚这个就是诗篇二十三篇一到三节哈。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他领我到安歇地上，他领我到青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，又引导为自己的名引导我走义路。
Now I'm a hospice chaplain, so I cite and quote this verse many times when I'm serving families and patients.
那我在安宁病房做这个临终关怀牧师，所以我常常会有机会对于将要过世的人，我会跟他们引用这一段圣经。
But it still speaks to me, and it still speaks to you, even though we've been following Jesus for a long time.
那这句话，不管在任何何时何地，当你读的话，都适合你。
And we know that He is the Shepherd, the Great Shepherd of the sheep, but it's also very personal.
所以我们知道，耶和华是群羊的牧人，好像那群羊就讲到别人哈。但是你要常常想，那个群羊之中有一个就是你自己。
And I think anyone who's come alive through Jesus, they know what we're talking about. This resonates. The Lord is my shepherd.
所以当你真正信主重生了，你就会这句话就会特别适合到你自己，因为你会想说，耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not want.
我必不自缺乏。
I will not lack what I need to survive in life.
我需要我生活中我需要的东西，神会供应我的。
He cares for my soul.
他关心我的灵魂。
Leading me beside still waters.
他领我到可安歇的水边。
Restoring his people.
他使我们的灵魂苏醒。
This of course comes from the entire Psalm 6 verses here. It's kind of neat what the psalmist goes on to say.
所以现在们屏幕上就整个诗篇二十三篇的全文哈。
This shepherd is with us, for thou art with me, David says.
所以这个牧人是跟我们在一起的。
And so even though sometimes it's a little scary out in the wilderness, I will fear no evil.
虽然说在这个旷野的地方好像有点点可怕哈，但是我并不怕。
But when I listen to a lot of believers nowadays, they're easily swayed by fear. There's a lot of fear in our politics. There's a lot of fear in our conversations. There's a lot of fear in modern day culture. I wonder if we're not listening to the shepherd's voice.
但我在我个人的生命经历中，我也和许多的基督徒谈论，我就发现很多人他心中有这个惧怕，不管是在政治上的惧怕，还是在生活中的惧怕，他们心中都有个惧怕。我会觉得当你真正的读诗篇二十三篇的时候，他会安慰你，告诉你用不着惧怕。
Evidently, David had such a relationship of an intimate nature that he wasn't bound by fear.
所以我们发现大卫，尤其他在写诗篇二十三篇的时候，他心中是没有惧怕的。
Right, God takes care of me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
所以这里说我一生一世必有恩惠和慈爱随着我。
That's the only way to live.
这就是我们，这就成为我们心中的鼓励了。
Do you want to live with stress, anxiety, and fear, or do you want to walk with the Shepherd?
所以你生活中你可以有这个压力。忧虑 What's the third word?
Oh, I forget. Fear, 惧怕。
惧怕。你也可以说没有这样子，没有这三样东西的，你来过一个比较轻松的靠主而活的生活。
The Lord gives us a choice.
神给我们一个选择。
Yeah, if you follow Jesus, you decide, I'm going to walk with you. Even out in these desolate places, this is our experience.
如果你决定要跟从耶稣而活的话呢，即便是在旷野，你也能够经历这样子的生活。
Surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Wow!
所以你一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着你。
So Jesus attempts to lead them apart from the multitudes that are coming and going.
所以耶稣这里就让他们离开这个众人，要去旷野地方休息一下。
And he arranges for a boat to take him and the 12 away to the wilderness.
所以就带这个十二使徒到旷野去了。
But this boat trip to an unspecified desolate place might be about all the rest, at least the physical rest that they're able to take on this particular day.
他们其实所谓的休息就是在船上那么短短的一点时间。他们那个船开到哪一个不知名的一个旷野区，圣经上没有说，但是就是在这个船上这一短短的时间，就是他们休息的时间。
And so what began as a much needed rest for both Jesus and his loyal followers is going to be something more now.
所以他们需要的休息其实更多。
Right? It's going to be not only a rest for them, but also for other people who are coming to Jesus.
所以不光他们需要休息，那些跟从耶稣的人也需要一个安息。
These many other lost sheep out there that are coming and going who want to, they just simply want to be with Jesus.
所以你看见下面就发现有许多的迷失的羊，他们自己就找过来了，要找到耶稣这里来，从他那里得安息。
So consider the next few verses, verses 33 and 34.
下面我们就看第33节到34节。
It says, Now many saw them going and recognized them, the 12, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. And when he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, speaking about Jesus, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And Jesus began to teach them many things.
所以这里记载说，众人看见他们，就十二个门徒去了，有许多认识他们的，就从各城步行一同跑到那里，比他们先到了。耶稣出来，见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般，于是开口教训他们许多道理。
Okay, God is not like many of us. He wasn't actually impressed because, like, whoa, look at all these people. He doesn't think on those terms.
所以神不像我们看的人多，我们就好兴奋，好哎呀，这个好像我们很有名似的。神不是这样子的。
Right? I mean, I've been in missionary work and I've seen pastors that get really excited if there's a big crowd. It's not that kind of thing.
所以我也在宣教场宣教啊。这合场做了很多年，我看到有些牧师当时人很多，听他讲道人多的时候就很兴奋。
Now,
神不是这样的哈。
This is different. Jesus has got a different kind of heart. He has a different perspective. He's moved with compassion.
耶稣的心跟我们不一样，他看到人多的时候，他的心是充满怜悯的。
Yeah. And now, what kind of people were these that were coming from everywhere just to get more time with Jesus?
就这些人从各城跑过来，步行跑到旷野，就是来等耶稣。
Well, I think many of them are like if you take a short-term mission trip in some places throughout Southeast Asia, you know, you come upon communities and villages where it's quite poor.
So, 尤其是我想，我当以前在那个东南亚一些地方农村里面宣教的时候，有些地方非常的穷的。
Maybe undeveloped nations of that kind. Yeah.
尤其在一些第三世界国家里面。
Simple people living off the land, desperate for some care, some shepherding.
所以一些普通的人，一些普通的老百姓，他们的生活是非常贫困的。
I think all over the world, wherever I go, people are hungry and desperate for true shepherds, people who will really care for them, to care for their souls.
所以不论我去哪里，每个地方我去到，发现人都需要一个好牧人来关心、喂养他们。
I remember when I was serving in Taiwan and took a trip.At least one trip to the Philippines, and there were just, it was very much like that. We would go out into the villages, and there were just literally hundreds of people, and they had time. Yeah.
So, 我记得我有次在住在台湾的时候去菲律宾做了一次短期宣教，到那个乡村里面发现那些人，因为没有工作嘛，他都很有时间，所以一讲跟他们谈，他们都非常希望有一个牧人来关心他们。
But the question I raised was, what kind of people were these that were following Jesus?
现在问题是这些人他们要来跟从耶稣他们是些什么样的人
I think, you know, it's like nowadays people are following Jesus for all kinds of different motivations.
现在的人我们想他们来跟从耶稣说可能每个人的动机不一样。
And I don't know if all of them were that interested to hear the teaching that Jesus was giving on the kingdom of God.
所以可能不见得每个人都有兴趣来听耶稣讲神国的事情。
So in that way, it's maybe similar...to what we experience today when we're out among people. They have other needs, and they're not so much thinking that they need the teaching of Jesus.
So, 现在你跟人传福音说，他可能有别的需要，他那个需要可能并不就是说听神国的道理。
But actually, they needed more than they realize.
但实际上他们需要的正是这个。
And we think of verses like this, Matthew chapter 4:4.Man shall not live by bread only or alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
人可能想到他越需要的就是吃饱，但耶稣这里马太福音四章四节说，人活的不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Yeah, they need food, they need provision, but they also need the bread of life.
所以人活的不光是单靠食物，而且要靠那个神口里所出的一切话。
Especially the word of Jesus.
尤其是耶稣所说的话。
Right. It's likely Jesus gave a good part of the day to teaching this crowd.
所以我相信耶稣在大部分时间都在讲神国的事情。
And he was teaching again, as we see as we venture through the Gospels, about the kingdom of God.
所以这个福音书记载, 他都是在传神国的道。
What is it like to live under the reign of Christ?
如果你要活在基督的权柄之下, 是个什么样的活法?
And this is this might seem apparent, but actually it's much deeper than that, because many people don't know what it is to live under the reign of King Jesus.
所以其实很多人并不知道活在耶稣所赐给的权柄之下是个什么样的生活。
We get a parallel look at this in Luke's Gospel, where he said they followed him and Jesus welcomed them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God, and he cured those who had need of healing. That's Luke 9:11.
所以这里在路加福音9章11节那里我们看到一点点，那也说到众人跟着他去，耶稣便接待他们，对他们讲论神国的道，医治那些需要医治的人。
Now, of course, nowadays we don't simply organize our ministries based solely on people what they say they need.
我们现在的聚会的时候，聚会啊，我们不见得要，比如说根据人的需要来办聚会。
Yeah, if you listen to some people, they, you know, they want to go to a really large church so that they can have lights and music and loud and a big show, but that's not what we're talking about.
所以有的人来聚会，他的想法就是我要去个大的地方，我有很好的音乐，有很大的场面。Right, right.
I want the freedom, my autonomy. I can come and go. I make the decision. I'm in charge. No, I don't want to hear too much about that, but I want a good band, I want a good music, and so people don't always know what they really need.
所以很多想着我要来就来，我想走就走，我要有完全的自由，我要有好的音乐，凡事都是以我为中心。
So we keep coming back to the ministry and the life of Jesus in order to get, you know, oriented in the right way about what we really need.
所以我们看看耶稣他是怎么做他的事工的。
We need to hear his life giving words. But nevertheless, no matter what their motivation was, no matter why they were following Jesus, Jesus still, this is beautiful, he welcomed them and he had compassion on them and he genuinely cared about them and for them.
所以当时那些人来找耶稣，不管他们什么动机，耶稣都接待他们，欢迎他们，并且对他们充满了怜悯。
So I've been a pastor and missionary for a long time, and I don't meet people like this so often that actually genuinely care for the sheep.
So 我自己做牧师、做宣教师也做了很长一段时间了，我不常见有这样子的传道人，他是真心的去关心别人。
You can tell by the way they interact with people. You know, I don't have time for that. Yeah.
所以你快点看，发现他当他跟人群中有来往的时候，你就发现有时候他就是看表，他就好像不耐烦了。
Or some ministers, you know, the service is over with and they're gone, vanished. They vanish, they disappear.
所以有些人聚会一完，他马上就不见了。
Right, they're done. They did their work. Okay, I'm done.
所以他来了，他做了他的工作，他走了。
So I keep coming back to Jesus and I keep looking at the true shepherd in order to understand. What are true shepherds? What do they look like? How do they live? How do they see other people?
所以我们要常常看到这个真实的牧人，他是怎样子来看人群，来关心人群的。
Yeah, and we know that people can be 真的很麻烦, right? We know that, but Jesus knows that. He knows it better than we do. But he still loves them, welcomes them, makes time and space for them.
所以我们知道人确实很麻烦的哈，但是。 很难得能够像耶稣那样子去真正的关心每一个人。Jesus
sees these many spread out all over that area and he has compassion because they're like sheep without a shepherd.
所以耶稣看见这些人就充满了怜悯，他们如同羊没有牧人一样。Wow,
I just want to keep coming back to a scripture like this that helps orient me in the right way.
所以我常常回到这些经文。 这些经文来让我的心也能够跟主联合。
Now, if you've been kind of a student of the Bible, you might see some kind of you might recognize that there's an echo here happening in the Scripture as we look at what Jesus is doing and then the history of the nation of Israel.
如果你读圣经的话，你看到这一点的话，你会想到以色列人的故事。
And what I'm talking about is in particular this aspect of the shepherd and how he interacts with the sheep.
所以我们这里讲到这个牧人和他的羊群之间的故事。
And how essential the role of a good shepherd is.
所以真正的好牧人的故事是怎么样的呢?
And I'm thinking about one from the book of Numbers chapter 27 where we read the following from Moses before he finishes his own service.
所以我们这里来看民数记27章的一段故事。
Moses is going to die soon, and so he's, you know, concerned about the next generation and who will lead the people, and we see the following.
所以摩西因为那个时候他已经年纪大了，要过，将要过世了，他就想说，那他过世了，谁来领导以色列人呢？
And he says, let the Lord, Jehovah, appoint a man over the congregation who shall go out before them and come in before them and who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation of the Lord may not be as shepherd that have as sheep that have no shepherd.
所以摩西对耶和华说，愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众，可以在他们面前出入，也可以引导他们，免得耶和华的会众如同没有牧人的羊群一般。
So if you understand the Bible or if you understand the people of Israel, you know from early days, early on, there's this concern about a good shepherd and how he leads and cares and serves the sheep.
所以这里让我们再次看见一个好的牧人，他领导引导他的羊群，服务他的羊群。
And later we see that this need for good shepherds never disappears. We see prophets like Ezekiel who address the problem of false shepherds in his own generation.
所以我们看见这个好牧人这个需要从来都没有消失过，从那个时候有到一直到后来也有。所以我们这里特别要看一下这个以西结书。
So you might think to yourself, yeah, I've been hurt by the church or I've been hurt by pastors in the past, and it's of great concern to me, and I want to tell you, it's even of greater concern to God.
所以有些人可能说，哎呀，我在那个教会，我被那个他们的牧长所受到了一些伤害。但我跟你说，这一段我们可以看见神是怎么说。
And this is a particular section of the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 34, where you got time sometime, maybe later today, this afternoon, you ought to read it and see what God says to the shepherds of Israel.
所以这一段是特别对以色列人中那些不好的牧者。
Shepherds who neglected the sheep, who mistreated and abused the sheep.
所以这些牧人他们忽视他们的羊群，他们虐待他们的羊群。
Resulting in that many of God's people were lost and scattered.
所以这导致他的羊群都分散了，都消失了。
The context, the background to all of this is the wilderness. That this is a sheep without a shepherd. In the wilderness.
所以当时这个讲这个比喻的背景是在旷野中有这么一群羊，有牧人。
So note God's promise.
我们来看看神的应许是什么。
If we read just a few verses beyond, we see in verses 23 and 25 of the same chapter, God says and assures his people with this promise.
所以在以西结书34章23节这里神对以色列人的应许哈。
And he's looking forward into the future. I will set up over these people one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I will make them with them a covenant of peace so that they may dwell securely, where? In the wilderness.
所以这里说到，耶和华说，我必立一个牧人照管他们，牧养他们，就是我的仆人大卫。 他必牧养他们，做他们的牧者。我耶和华必做他们的王，我的仆人大卫必在他们中间作王。这是耶和华说的。我必与他们立平安的约，他们就必安居在旷野。
This is from the prophet Ezekiel, who lived hundreds of years after David.
这是先知以西结说的，他是在大卫之后100多年的。
So he's saying there's one coming that is like David, and from the line of David. That's who he's talking about.
因为他是活在大卫之后的，所以他知道大卫，所以当他的预言就引用了大卫。
And sometimes, if you keep reading the gospel, you'll see that they call Jesus the son of David.
所以你看那福音书里面有时候说讲到耶稣对他的称呼是说大卫的子孙。
And in Numbers 17 that we were also looking at, the appointed shepherd is a man who was named Joshua, which is translated Jesus.
所以我们看见在民数记十七章里面，最后神兴起的一个人来接替摩西的，他的名字叫约书亚。
The concern, whether we're talking about Numbers or Ezekiel 34, is there's no faithful shepherd to care.
当初摩西向神求，就是怕没有一个忠心的牧人起来。
But God promises a faithful shepherd will come.
但神应许以色列人说，有一个忠心的牧人会起来。
And this, my servant David, is clearly a reference to the Christ, the Messiah.
但那节经文说到我的仆人大卫，这个其实讲的就是预言到了将来的耶稣。
And that's just what we find as we keep reading through the Bible, a shepherd who actually cares for God's people.
这个将来的牧人，他真正的关心神的羊群。
That they might dwell at peace, at rest in the wilderness.
他关心他的羊群，所以他的羊群可以在即便是在旷野的地方，也可以得到安然居住。
Jesus is the promised one.
耶稣就是那个应许的牧人。
He is the shepherd of our souls, the chief shepherd.
他是我们灵魂的大牧者。
And that's amazing.
这是很令人高兴的。
I believe Mark means for us to pick up on these connections between what's happening in the gospel here and what's happened in the history of the nation of Israel.
我觉得马可写这段的时候，让我们看见在这里是在当初写的是这样。也要回想到以色列在旷野的经历。
So let's wrap it up. What have we gleaned from these five verses in Mark chapter 6?
所以我们再回来福音书五节圣经讲了些什么呢？
Well, we see that when the disciples returned to Jesus after their commissioning to go out two by two to the Galilean villages, they reported what they did and experienced.
所以当这些门徒回到耶稣那里向他汇报他们所做所行的呢，耶稣又带他们去旷野了。
And I think honestly, if we're honest with one another, those who have oversight of the church, they hope and expect, and they want the same thing when they send out missionaries. When they come back, we really want to welcome them. We want to hear what they saw, what they learned, what they experienced.
所以这个我们学到就是当有宣教士的话，他应该会回到他当初差派他的机构去跟他们讲他的宣教上所碰见的事情，所他们的经历。
Yeah. In 2 Corinthians, Paul calls these missionaries the glory of Christ.
在哥林多书信里面，保罗称这些宣教士为神的荣耀。
So when they come back, and I think I saw a sister here that was serving in Taiwan, I forget which one it was, just the last time I was here last month, it was a great joy to see her. I forget her name. There's two sisters, Davina and, yeah, was it Carissa that I saw that particular Sunday? Yeah, the glory of Christ.
所以
yeah.
宣教士就是耶稣的基督的荣耀。
Yeah, and so when they're back with us, we want to hear from them. We want to support them. But we also want to learn from them.
所以当他们回到他们母会的时候呢，我们都要听听他们的经历，听听他们的故事。
The second thing that I gleaned, yeah, the Lord and those He appoints to overseas churches are concerned with more than just head counting and offerings. The chief shepherd and his under shepherds understand those who go out to teach and minister in Christ's name need to get away for retreats and times of leisure.
所以第二点我们可以看到，就是基督他自己和教会的领袖应该不要说只想着说这个教会的人数啊，这个奉献的金额啊等等，不要只看这些数字，然后更要是关心这个宣教士他们有没有得到休息，有时候的话也要安排为宣教士安排这个退休会，让他们得到休息。
So that's a good way that you can discern a true shepherd from someone who just wants to count heads and offering, right?
所以对，如果是真正关心教会的话，他应该会关心到教会里面的同工他们的需要，
right?
而不是只是想说这个教会人数有没有增长，奉献有没有增长。
Shepherds who really care for the sheep make sure that the sheep have time to rest, to be together.
所以一个好的牧人，他关心他的羊群，他也关心到羊群会有没有得到休息，有没有得到安息。
so much that we can glean if we slow down as we read our way through the Bible. Yeah. There's just a lot that we can glean, you know.
所以从这些经文里面我们看到学到一些道理。
Now seeing how God calls each and every one of us to live on mission and serve as Christ ministers is why some churches, and actually I love this about your church, each year they make time for retreats, coming together, eating together, sharing time together. I just love that about this church.
所以很多教会，尤其是你们教会，我们教会常常每年会有一个退休会，大家一起到一个到外面那个地方去住，然后大家一起吃饭，一起听一起有信息的分享，大家有个在一起 的时间。
You guys have done that for years, you know, and you'd be surprised not all churches do that kind of thing. It's a beautiful thing.
所以你们每年都做，我特别称许。
Yeah, the wilderness rest spoken of and promised to the people of God is fulfilled in Jesus. Yeah. That's the next thing I want to see, number three here. Yeah.
所以在旧约里面应许到在旷野中的安息啊，在新约里面借着耶稣实现了。
Jesus, the one who gathers his own disciples apart to a wilderness place so that they might be restored and find rest.
所以耶稣在这里带领他的这个十二门徒就在旷野里面去安息。
These people are important to God. These sheep of the flock, they're important to God, and they're important to any true shepherd of God.
所以这些人，这些好像没有牧人的羊群，好像是没有牧人，但是在神眼中他们是宝贵的。
These people are in Christ, right? They're under His kingdom reign. They're people of a new exodus.
这些人就好像旧约的那些以色列人一样，他们是神的子民。
And He calls us to gather together to find rest and to be restored in the Messiah, in Christ.
所以基督带他们到旷野，也给他们安息。
Right. Number four, the multitude who followed Jesus and His disciples to the wilderness was a result of the disciples' missionary ministry in all of these Galilean villages.
那这些人之所以认识这些十二个使徒，是因为十二使徒到他们的村庄去传福音，医病赶鬼。所以是因为这些使徒他们的宣教士他们的工作，所以让这些村子里的人能够认识他们。
Because they obeyed these 12, they obeyed, they went out, so now there are many more who are ready to follow them, to follow Jesus, and can experience the compassion of Jesus, His teaching, and even manna from heaven.
所以因为这个十二使徒他们遵循了耶稣的差派，他们出去传福音。所以让这些村子里的人因为受了他们的教训，所以都认识他们。
Wow. Just because they said yes to Jesus. Right? And when we find Jesus, when we're used as instruments of Jesus, we discover rest for ourselves and for those others who Jesus is drawing to the Father.
所以当我们自己愿意顺服耶稣的差派之后，用我们自己的身体出去传福音的时候，那我们就发现不仅我们自己得到安息，连听我们的人也得到安息。
When Jesus saw so many without a shepherd, he left his cell phone on. He took the calls. He expected his disciples also to adapt to this situation, even though they really needed rest in order to care for people all around them in need.
所以我们看见第五点，就是耶稣，当耶稣看见这么许多的人都有需要的时候，他就马上投身在其中。那他也希望我们每一个跟从他的人也能够投身在其中，能够照顾这些人。
I didn't say that to give guilt, because there are times where you need to turn that phone off and you really just need rest. Sometimes physical rest, rest for your soul. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the best shepherd we've ever seen, the greatest shepherd, still when he needed time, he needed rest himself, he still made himself available. And so there are times when you and I can do that, and there are times when we can't. We just, you know, we need rest. So, just take it in context.
所以这段经文呢，就你得想，就说我们每个人都有自己的限制、局限性。就是你需要休息的时候，你也确实需要休息。但你想想，耶稣是真的是好牧人，是大牧人，他是神自己。所以当他看见人有需要的时候， 他就马上去照顾这些人，他并没有，即便他自己也需要休息，但他把自己的需要休息先放下，他去照顾别人。那你和我听到这个话呢，你可以照样去做，但是呢，你有每个人，因为我们毕竟是人，所以你要想到你真需要休息的时候，你可能也需要休息一下。
嗯 ，Right. So it just depends on what's happening, right?
Yeah. 要看当时的情形而定。
Last thing that I gleaned. What did Jesus do when he had a captive audience of interested would-be followers whom God was drawing to himself? That's the question. Well, it appears he spent a good deal of time teaching them about life in God's kingdom.
所以当我们看见这么多一群人，他们聚集在耶稣身边，他们那耶稣对他们做些什么呢？你就发现耶稣教导他们神国的天国的事。
Yeah. Now remember, when Jesus teaches, it's never boring. He's a different kind of teacher. It's interactive. He asks questions. It's engaging. And so, no wonder people are willing to hear his teaching.
所以耶稣的教训一点都不沉闷的哈，他的教训是非常生动的，但是而且是很有实质的。
But there's some people that want to diminish the role of teaching, and I think that's foolish as well. Teaching, without that teaching, it takes a while for us to be reoriented to a new life, a better life under Christ.
现在有些人可能他不把这个教把这个教训看得很重，我觉得这个是不对的。
Because it takes us a while when we were passing, like Paul said, from darkness to light. It takes time for most of us to unlearn the ways that we've been living life. Unlearning ways of seeing and living that we inherited from our families, from our culture, etc.
所以这个教训或者说耶稣的教训是非常重要的事情，因为每个人在你生长环境里面，从你由小到大你学的都是世俗的东西，从不管是从你学校你家里这个成长的背景，你都带着这些不是讨神喜悦的这个背景，你的 baggage 来的，所以必须靠这些教训把你整个反复把你整个颠翻过来，让你的思维方式能够是从跟神一样，或者是照着圣经的讲法来重新生活。
OK, I'm so sorry. I'm so late. I didn't know. I just keep talking. So I better wrap it up. But Jesus, he's calling you and I to follow in the same way.
耶稣也呼召我们每个人来要用这样的方式来跟从他。
Right. I told myself, oh, five verses, I'll finish really quick today. That's my fault. Sorry about that. But I want you to know, Jesus is still calling people to follow him.
所以耶稣在那个时候呼召人跟随他，他现在仍然呼召人跟从他。
It's a different life. It is a better life.
这个生，你跟从耶稣的生活是不一样的，是更好的。
It's not always easy.
不见得容易。
Sometimes it's very challenging.
有时候是非常具有挑战性的。
It's also a wonderful adventure. You don't know what's going to happen.
但是常常是充满了一些不确定性的。
So it depends on how you want to respond to the call of Jesus.
所以就是看你是怎样子要回复耶稣的呼召了。
Those who know him best will tell you he's a good shepherd.
如果你跟从过耶稣的，你就知道他是个好牧人。
And learning about him.Walking with him, following him is so much better life than life without him.
所以你跟从他，向他学，效法他，是你最好的生活方式。
Each time I look at a message, I try to think, what is the gospel message, the core seed of this message, and so this is what I came up with.
所以我每次读圣经，读到圣经，我就想，这段圣经跟福音有什么关系？有什么跟福音有关的核心真理？
And I didn't get this to him in time to, so you could translate it, but you can do it on the cuff. The good shepherd's compassion led him to the cross, where he rescued shepherdless sheep who were lost and sure to perish, that they might be his own sheep, forever safe, at peace and rest, as they follow and are restored by him.Sorry.
这个一个好牧人他因为他对人充满了怜悯，所以他愿意自己上十字架，然后因着他上了十字架，所以他把那些迷失的那些将要灭亡的人，他能够呼召的羊群能够呼召到成为他自己的羊，并且赐给他们永生，让他永远的有平安，然后而且并得到安息。
对 I know there's a lot there. He's the good shepherd.
耶稣是好牧人。
Jesus is the good news.
耶稣就是那个福音的真谛。
Let's pray.
跟我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the good shepherd.
主，我们谢谢你的恩典，谢谢你赐给我们好牧人。
Lord, we unashamedly profess that Jesus is the good shepherd.
主，我们一点都不觉得羞耻，我们说耶稣就是那个好牧人。
And so we glory in Him.
我们在他里面得到荣耀。
We thank you for Him.
我们谢谢你把他赐给我们。
Help us to remain connected and following Him.
帮助我们住在基督里。
Lord, through your help, it's possible. Through your grace, through your mercy, we know that we can follow faithfully.
主，这个在人不能，但是在你凡事都能。
So lead us, good shepherd.
亲爱的好牧人，求你带领我们。
Lead this congregation.
带领这个会众。
We look forward to the rest and the provision that you provide.
我们仰望你给我们的供应和给我们的恩典。
Thank you, Jesus.
我们谢谢主耶稣。
It's in your name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.